Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. But in those days, after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and put out leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near at the very gates. Truly, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But concerning that day or that hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard. Keep awake. For you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake. For you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And what I say to you, I say to all. Stay awake. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Siegfried Kunz from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Bossier City, Louisiana.
The Lord be with you. As the Lord and his disciples were leaving the temple in Jerusalem, one of the disciples had to take one more look at the temple and remarked, "Just look at those buildings, what massive stones and magnificent structures." To country folks like the disciples living in small, abode-like homes at the mercy of the weather, the rock-solid buildings in the big city of Jerusalem must have impressed them and presented a picture of an enduring presence, something that could take on the storms and last forever. What a safe haven to live in. When I started out in ministry, my pastoral ministry some 53 years ago, I was counseled to start putting money aside and buy the appropriate insurance plans and investment instruments to safeguard my retirement years. Thankfully, I followed that advice and prepared for the years to come. But now, as I'm preparing myself to embark upon those retirement years, I have discovered that the dollar and a half that enabled me to buy 5 gallons of gas for my economy car and permitted me to drive 200 miles, now a dollar and a half will buy me 1 gallon of gas, and I must limit myself to a distance of about 20 miles in my full-sized family car. I have to make some adjustments. The future did not pan out to be as secure as the world promised me. Our Lord cautioned his disciples then, as he cautions us now, not to put our unqualified confidence into transitory buildings or investments, because there will come a time when the things we deem to be so solid and full of promises for the future will diminish in value and ultimately crumble into dust before our very eyes. So what are we to do? Are we to sit back and await total annihilation? Or is there a solid foundation upon which we can build for now and the future? Our ascended Lord tells us that there will come a time when men will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory and gather in his elect. In the midst of a world falling apart and giving us no solid foundation to stand upon, Scripture bids us to put our trust in Christ, who overcame death on the cross and ascended into his indestructible heaven, from where he will come again in his glory and gather his elect upon unto himself and take them into heaven as well. And who are these elect? They are the ones whom he set free from the destructive powers of sin and, by the miraculous work of the Holy Spirit in them, have entrusted themselves to him. When will this day of ingathering of the saints be? No one knows. It may be before this day is over, or before your next birthday, or not for another unknown number of years. One thing is certain. That day is coming, and Christ pleads with us to be ready for it. Now, some may say, I got plenty of time before that day arrives. I will get things in order in due time. Well, as a pastor, I have had the honor of being with two senior saints these past 2 weeks in their days and hours before they departed this world in death. They knew they were going to meet their Lord face to face momentarily and were readying themselves for it. However, in the past year and a half, two of my colleagues were, to all outward observances, very healthy, and while chatting with their wives in a matter of minutes, totally unexpected, in front of their wives, they were taken from this world into a very personal encounter with the Heavenly Father. They had no time to prepare. Therefore, in view of the unexpected time of his final coming, our gracious Lord urges us to be on guard, to be alert, to watch, and all will be well with us as we faithfully cling to him as our Savior. Amen.
We thank Pastor Siegfried Kunz from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Bossier City, Louisiana, for today's meditation on God's Word.